Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category 5.tv newsroom. Codeplex is shutting down. AT&T has won the contract to build FirstNet. Terrible news for LastPass users as the company scrambles to fix an architectural problem that lets malicious websites steal your passwords. Connecting computers to the human brain is next on Elon Musk's to-do list. And the inventor of the internet has been awarded computing's equivalent of the Nobel Prize. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah. There's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep. Both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom, super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of April 5th, 2017. Microsoft announced Friday that Codeplex, the company's open-source project hosting service, will be closed down. Started in 2006, the service offered an alternative to SourceForge. It was based initially on Microsoft's Team Foundation server source control and later added options to use Subversion, Mercurial, and Git. At the time, there weren't a tremendous number of good options for hosting projects. SourceForge was the big one, but it always seemed light on feature development and heavy on advertising. Codeplex on the web was much more attractive and less cluttered. The use of TFS for source control meant that it also had strong integration in the Visual Studio. But these days, GitHub is the default choice for most open source projects. This applies to Microsoft, too. The company is using GitHub to host projects such as .NET and its Chakra JavaScript engine. Activity on Codeplex has declined, with fewer than 350 projects seeing code commits over the last 30 days. Accordingly, Microsoft has decided to stop running the service. Effective immediately, new projects can no longer be created. In October, all projects will be set to read-only. On December 15th, Codeplex will be shut down completely and the website will be replaced with a static archive. All right. AT&T has won a lucrative contract to build and manage a nationwide public safety network for America's police, firefighters, and emergency medical services. First responders currently use the same commercial networks used by consumers and businesses for mobile internet service. AT&T says that can be an issue when a significant public safety crisis happens and commercial networks quickly become congested. It makes it difficult for first responders to communicate, coordinate, and do their jobs. The First Responder Network Authority, or FirstNet, was authorized by the federal government in 2012 and operates as an independent authority within the U.S. Department of Commerce. AT&T has been selected by FirstNet to build the wireless network and said that construction will begin later this year. FirstNet spectrum is located in the 700 megahertz band, often used for consumer LTE networks. AT&T's contract with FirstNet is 25 years long. AT&T will spend about $40 billion over the life of the contract to build, deploy, operate, and maintain the network. This is great. All right. Developers of the widely used LastPass password manager are scrambling to fix a serious vulnerability that makes it possible for malicious websites to steal user passcodes and in some cases execute malicious code on computers running the program. The flaw, which affects the latest version of the LastPass browser extension, was briefly described on Saturday by Tavis Ormandy, a researcher with Google's Project Zero vulnerability reporting team. When people have the LastPass binary running, the vulnerability allows malicious websites to execute the code of their choice. Even when the binary isn't present, the flaw can be exploited in a way that lets malicious sites steal passwords from the protected LastPass vault. Ormandy said he had developed a proof of concept exploit and sent it to LastPass officials. Developers now have 3 months to patch the hole before Project Zero discloses technical details. LastPass officials thanked Ormandy for alerting them to the bug and said a fix was on the way. In the meantime, they said LastPass users should protect themselves by entering stored passwords into websites using the LastPass vault as a launch pad for opening websites and entering passwords and enabling two-factor authentication on sites that offer it. Scary stuff. Okay, Tesla's chief executive Elon Musk has launched Neuralink, a startup which aims to develop technology that connects our brains to computers. A report from the Wall Street Journal, later confirmed in a tweet by Mr. Musk, said the company was in its very early stages and registered as a medical research firm. The company will develop so-called neural lace technology, which would implant tiny electrodes into the brain. The technique could be used to improve memory or give humans added artificial intelligence. So that is great news, isn't it, Jeff?
You know, I think this is a really cool story, but at the same time, it freaks me out. Simply because as you're going through it, I'm thinking about the fact that we can use DNA to store data.
Right.
So if something like this was put into place, what's to stop somebody from creating this ability to store data within our brain through hijacking or something, and then next thing you know, you're a walking gold mine of information that you don't know about until suddenly you start dreaming about it. And
okay, so that is worst case scenario.
Yes, it is.
You should be a sci-fi
However,
author.
If we were to best case scenario this, you wouldn't lose your memories, right? Use it as memory enhancement, you wouldn't lose your memories.
You could be better at memories because they're stored.
You could have enhanced cognition. You could potentially help people with Parkinson's or any sort of neurological diseases at all, right?
And that's the good news side of this. Is you could use something like that. I mean, if you're built into some, you know, robotic suit that has the assistance of mobility, you know, you think, hey, I want to move my arm to go grab this glass, and you know.
Right. I mean, I wonder if this means that if people who were like brain blind, so their eyes work but their brain doesn't receive the images, if they had this neural lace on it, could they see again? Could you be bringing sight back?
I feel like I've already heard that that's been done.
I don't know.
I think it might have been done.
Thank you, Mr. Musk. You're opening a world of possibilities. You can make people robots.
It's pretty deep.
It's very deep.
All right. Most people who search on Google, share on Facebook, and shop on Amazon have never heard of Sir Tim Berners-Lee. But they might not be doing any of those things had he not invented the World Wide Web. Berners-Lee, 61, is this year's recipient of the AM Turing Award, which is computing's version of the Nobel Prize. The award, announced yesterday by the Association for Computing Machinery, marks another pinnacle for the British native who has already been knighted by Queen Elizabeth II and named as one of the 100 most important people of the 20th century by Time magazine. I would say he's one of the most important people and influential people of all time.
You think?
At this point.
The inventor of the internet, you know?
The inventor of the World Wide Web. He is the man.
See, what I can't figure out is why is it just taken until now for him to win an award?
It's weird, right?
Because he did get knighted.
At the same time, though, it's something we take for granted every day, even right now. Hopefully people can see the stream again and make sure the internet's okay. But really, like, we use it so often. Do we take it for granted, right?
Yeah.
Because this is somebody's literally life's work. He's put his like heart and soul into it, and we use it every day. And we don't... How many people know about his history, right? Mm-hmm. The story of making the internet.
I think it's cool.
I think it's amazing.
I love this kind of stuff because people need to be recognized for those kind of advancements. And really, he's changed the world.
Incredible. All right. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.